sand plain species. This meadow habitat supports several interesting species adapted for life in this unique ecosystem. One species found here is the Fowler's Toad. A life-size tactile model of this small amphibian is located at this interpretive stop. As you explore this model, think about how you would survive if you were an animal in this habitat. Fowler's Toads have a call that sounds like, wah, or like a bleating sheep. Fowler's Toads, like other toads, produce a toxin in their skin that helps them avoid being eaten by predators. When a potential predator bites the toad, the toxin causes a particularly bad taste. This strategy may not save every individual toad from being bitten or eaten, but it will protect other individuals as that predator may avoid hunting these bad-tasting toads in the future. In this habitat, we are reintroducing the yellow wild indigo plant. This bushy, 1 to 2 foot tall plant with small yellow flowers is used for nectar by a variety of butterfly and moth species, including the endangered frosted elfin butterfly. Wild indigo has unique properties and amazing adaptations for living in this habitat. It can break off at its stem and roll in the wind, depositing its seeds like tumbleweed. To learn about other examples of biodiversity at Tidmarsh, continue 375 feet to the next interpretive stop with the rope guide on your right. Two additional multi-use seating areas are located approximately 6 feet away on the opposite side of the trail from each cube-shaped bead.